the big chazit in 13. So well, as we go through it, we'll go back.
Okay.
Shalom Aleichem.
This is Yaakov Weinstein from Lakewood.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Nachum Shor.
Mayor Solomon from Aderes HaTorah. From Five Towns.
Uh-huh.
And Yoni Greenberg from Los Angeles.
That's
Hadamas. And these are also Hadamas.
That makes it Raha?
No.
You check me on the English translation. I got it.
Usually includes the parts that the Rebbeim don't translate.
I just have to apologize somewhat. When I got off the plane, I didn't realize till I got into the car going into Yerushalayim that my lens fell out. And my glasses are both for distance and for reading. But the only thing they could do in Eretz Yisrael on short notice was put a lens in for distance. So I can't wear these glasses to read because it's like that. So, but I'll still be able to see. Shalom Aleichem.
Aleichem Shalom.
Identify yourself.
Tavi Sol.
From?
Montreal.
Okay.
This is Baruch.
I didn't see Baruch.
Baruch Kunstler.
Aleichem.
Also from Five Towns. And who else just walked in? Oh, Gershon Minsky.
From? Flashbush. Okay. I'm from Baltimore.
Those are Hadama. These are not Mizonos.
Oh, really? And I made a Mizonos already.
It's okay, don't worry about it.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, you made an 8 on the cornets? Oh, yeah.
Why would we make an 8?
It's nuts.
It's corn.
No, it was.
It's crunchy. Okay.
Okay. So we're going to do Perek Yud Gimel. Try to be masbir as best as I can. I'm not an ace in Tanya, but let's go. Okay. His basic question, if you remember the beginning of Tanya, was why do we call this person a Beinoni? What is the definition of a Beinoni? And he says that it can't be somebody that has machzah mitzvahs and machzah aveiros, because when somebody does an aveiros, they consider called a rasha gomur, and so that can't be the definition of a benini. I think in Perek Yud Gimel we're going to get an idea of what a benini looks like. Uvazeh yuvin lashon mamorim zal. What he said before, we'll be able to understand what's meant by benini zeh v'zeh shoyftan. Right, the Gemara says tzadikim gemurim yaitzeh atayv shoyftan. Tzadikim v'shom gemurim yetzara shayftam and beinim zel v'zer shayftam. So what does it mean, zel v'zer? So pirish, yetzara tov v'yetzara, that both the yetzara tov and yetzara have an influence, I would say, on the beinini. We'll see to what degree and how. The ksiv, because David HaMelech says, "Ki yamoid li min evyain." A person is looked upon by David HaMelech as a pauper, and the kaviyochel, the Rebbeinu Shlalem, stands to the right side of the person, lahishiyoi, to help him out, but to deliver him, mishayftei nafshei, from these two powers that are judging, or that are pull. I would say that are pulling God at his essence, as at his neshama. So in other words, the Yetzer Tov is a koyach that pulls, it's a force that pulls, and the Yetzer Hara is also a force that pulls, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam helps out. These two forces. V'layamu zeh v'zeh moishlim chas v'sholem. It doesn't say, Chazal didn't say Beinim zev zeh moishlam, that both are in power over him, but shayftan. We'll see what we mean by shayfit. But kiyesh kikishayesh eze shlita umemshali yetzara biir ktana. When the yetzara has some kind of power over the human being, the yetzara means over here a person. Afilu lefisho kalo, even for a slightest second, for a minute, is nikra rasha v'yaisa shah. That person is called a rasha if they're given over to the Yetzara totally, or they give in to the Yetzara totally. So he says, therefore, you have to say, what's pshat shayftan? Ela hayetzara einai rak al derech moshul. The way you conceptualize the Yetzara is k'may shayfet v'dayon, like you have three dayonim. So each dayon gives their opinion. Each dayon gives their opinion, right? So the Yetzara is going to put in its input. The Eitz HaTov is going to put in their input, and the Rebbeinu Shloilom Kiyamid Li Min Ezrayin is also going to put in input. So the Afal Pikein, so Ein Rak Al Derech Moshul K'may Shefet V'dayin Ha'im V'dayte B'Mishpat, he gives his input. The Afal Pikein Yochel Liyos Shal Yeh Psak Halacha Kach L'Maisa. Good, the Eitz HaTov gives in its input, but if he's like a Dayin, you could have two against one. And what the psak is going to be won't be like what the Yetzirah's input is. Right? So you have one against one. And then v'tzarech lachriya b'neihem, v'alocha k'divrei machriya. You have to have a third party which is going to arbitrate between them. And the halacha is like the arbitration. So kach, the same. Al derech moshul a yetzahara im daitoi b'chalal asom moli shebeleiv. The yetzahara gives its input. I'm not totally cognizant about the Balatanya's model, but his model is that the root of the yetzahara is in the chalal asom moli shebeleiv. You know, there are four chambers in the heart. He has chalal yamini and chalal asom moli. So we'll call it the right. I'm sorry, the right chamber of the heart contains the Yetzer Hara. The left chamber of the heart contains the Yetzer Hara in his model.
We have people here that are studying science.
Yeah.
Tovi over there is, knows a little bit about it. So we did some research into the left and the right chambers.
Yeah. I think by some animals there are only two chambers. Is that not true?
It's possible. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
Stick strictly to humans.
Okay, but the limited biological knowledge that I have is that there are four chambers now, right?
Yeah, but two of them are exporting and two of them are recycling.
Right.
Maybe that's what he means by left and right.
Okay. So what happens? The origin of the Yetzer Hara is in the Chalal HaSmoli Shebelev. Then, Umehalev Oyla Lamoyach. From, in other words, you have emotion and intellect, okay? Emotion, desire, passion, that starts in the heart. And then it goes up to the brain, according to this model. And what does the brain do with it? Laharabai, to think about it, to judge it, and so on. Umiyad, chaylik olav hafitasheni, then comes the second judge, the Yetzer Tov. Shehu ha-nefesh ha-lekiz shebemoyach ha-mispashit b'chalal ha-yemini shebelev. Interesting that I just think about it now. The Yetzer Hara starts b'chalal ha-smoli shebelev and goes up to the moyach. The Yetzer Tov starts in the moyach. We say ha-neshama shebemoychi, and then goes to the chalal ha-yemini shebelev. So in other words, the intellect, and you'll see he talks about the concept of mayach shalit al alev, that intellect should overpower, should have the veto power, so to speak, over passion in the heart. So you have this desire that's coming from the Yetzer Hara, and then the second shayfit is the nefesh elokis that's in the mayach, hamispashet b'chalal ha'imini shebelev, which goes to the Rechalal Yemini in the heart. Makay Mishkan Yetzer HaTov. In other words, the Neshama and the Yetzer HaTov are two different things. The Neshama is in the Mayach, and the Yetzer HaTov is in the Chalal Yemini Shebelev. So from the Mayach, it's Shalit al Alev. The Halachi Divrei Machriya, who's the Kiyamid Limin Evyain La Yishia Mishayf Teishmai. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the Machriya, the third voice here, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sha'oizrei La Yetzer Tov, that helps the Yetzer Tov have power over the Yetzer Hara. Kimaimer Zal Ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei Ein Yachaloi. It says, Yitzrei Shalom is Chadosh Olav B'chol Yoyim, Yetzer Hara fights on you every day, and if not for Rabbeinu Shalom who's helping you out, you wouldn't be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. What is that Kaddish Baruch Hu? What is the Ezer Mikaydish? What's the Ezer that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives you? So he says, He ha'ara Shemeir Oir Hashem Al Nefesh Alikis Liyis La Yisroin Vishleita Al Slichlois Aksil V'yaitzer Hara Ki Yisroin Ha'or Min Achayshah. What the Rabbeinu Shalom gives you is some kind of power from the Rabbeinu Shalom, from something which is called the Oir Hashem, and that affects the Nefesh HaLakis to give it power over, or to help it win over the foolishness of the Yetzer Hara, just like Ki Yisrein Ha'or Min Achayshach. In other words, if the Oir Hashem is Meir on Nefesh HaLakis, it's not stam that we're throwing a torpedo into the Yetzer Hara, but you're able to see the difference between the foolishness of the Yetzer Hara and the greatness of the Yetzer HaTov. Ach, but now let me just give you a little hakdama over here, that there are two concepts in Chabad. One is called Iskafya, and the other one is called Ishafcha. That Iskafya means that the Yetzer Hara is like, it's frozen, it's subjugated to the Yetzer HaTov. But the Yetzer Hara is there, and we'll see if we go through the Perek what happens to the Yetzer Hara. It's not eradicated totally. And that's called Iskafya. It gives in. It's subjugated to the Yetzer HaTov. Masha Einkein is Hafcha, the mid of Tzadikim, is that you're able to take the Ra and turn it over, eradicate it totally, and turn everything into Tov. So he says, Ach, me Acha Shehara Shebechlal Asmali Bebeinini, Hu Betokfoy. This Ra that's in the Chalal Asmali, in this person who we're calling the Beinini, It has great power. Kitel Dosoi, like from the time that it's set into the person. L'isava is tava. What does the Yetzer Hara want? It has desires. L'chol tanugei olam hazeh, for all kinds of pleasures, joys of olam hazeh. And you'll see, as he says later, that these taivis of Olam Hazeh, Avada, Averis, we're not talking about Averis. We're not talking about Averis. We're talking about Maisim that people do day in, day out, which are not Averis, but the person could be totally into Gashmias. He's making his brachas, he's benching, maybe even he'll call people together for a Suda, so you'll have a Mezumin or a Minyan. A lot of lachayims, etc. They're no averus, but the cup licked in Olam Hazeh. The person is totally involved in Olam Hazeh. And so, what we're saying is that this Yetzer Hara b'chalal asmali is a very active force, and v'loy nisbatel b'miut l'gabi atoiv, that it's not diluted. Because of the Tov, through the Tov, v'loy nitcha mim kaimai klal, it's there. The Yetzer Hara is always there in the Beinoni. It's never pushed out. It's never removed. Okay, what? But so, So what's going on? So how do we exist? Rak, she'ein lo shlita u'memshala, it doesn't have the power. It's not overpowering the Eitz HaTov, l'hispashet be'evori haguf, to move further into people's actions, people's limbs. V'pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'imid li min evyai. Okay. V'yoyzer u'meir l'nefesh alikis. It's Meridik. We're not talking about a person who's doing Averis. We're talking about a Yetzer Hara that's there. And you'll see later, he'll talk about Machshov, Adibur, and Maisa, the three Kalim. So this Yetzer Hara that's in the Chalala, Smoli, Shebelev, this desire hasn't yet taken the form of Machshova. You're not thinking Averis, Dibur, we're not talking about Lashon Hara, we're not talking about Nivul Peh, it hasn't moved to the point where it's affecting Machshava, Dibur, and Maise is doing Averis Chas V'Sholem through action. What holds this back? Rak she'ein lo shlita u'memshala u'spashet be'veri ha'gufim ne'a kosh bochu ha'emid li min evyoin ve'oizer u'meir l'nefesh alikis. The Rebbeinu Shleilam on the other side is pushing the Nefesh HaLikis and giving it some energy. L'chein nikra kirosha. Therefore, it doesn't say this person. Remember the Balatanya in the beginning, he asked the Kasha, Havei bi'atzmecha kirosha. Why doesn't it say you're a Rosha? Because right? He says you can't be a Rosha, because kirosha means that something exists there, right? But you're not a Rosha because you haven't encapsulated the Machshava Dibur U'Maisa. K'ma Morim Zal, Afilu Kol Olam Kulay Omer L'cha Tzadik Ata, Hayei Ben Echel Ki Rosha, V'lay Rosha Mamish. You're not a Rosha. Elo Sheyachzik Atzmai L'Beinani, a person should see himself as a Beinani, V'lay L'Hamin L'ha Olam Sh'aymrim Sh'arasha Bein is battle L'gabi Atoiv. Don't believe people tell you, you're such a tzaddik. You don't have the Yetzer Hara at all. Okay, you see a bachin beis medrash, is a matzmit. He doesn't have the Yetzer Hara. They used to say on my Rebbe, Yankov Moshe Kolevsky, his Yetzer Hara was learning. Okay, but the Yetzer Hara is there. What?
So then what's his
Yetzer Hara? Who, him? Okay. He didn't need more than that. So don't believe people who tell you that the Rashaba is in the spot Lagamri, you saw a tzaddik, you don't have a Yitzhara, Shazum has a tzaddik, but Fakir, Aliyah Bienov, Kiilu, Mahusai Vyatsmuse Shalara, a person should view themselves as the essence of Ra, who betokfei v'urasei v'chalal asmoli shebelei v'kitzuldasei, that it's there and it's pushing with a heavy force. V'leicholav v'holach mimenu miyuma. It never left for a second. Okay? V'adarab, nischazik yoyse behemshech hazman. This Yetzer Hara is strengthened over time. Shenishtamish by Harbe, from times that we're babies. What's the focus? Bachila, Vishtiya, Visharin Yonah Elam Hazeh. V'af Misha, Teres Hashem Chevtsoi, V'yehegeba Yoima V'layla Lishma. You're going to see somebody who appears to us as having no other desire besides Torah, Torah Lishma, not for any kind of side benefit. Nevertheless, he says, Ein zu eichocha klal, this isn't a proof, shenitcha haramim kaima. It's no proof that the Ra has been pushed away, has been diminished. Eliyocha liyos, it could be, shemas. the mekayim bechalal atzmali shebaleiv. That enoch anami, it's there, but I'm going to say it's frozen. Rak shelavusha shehei machshav adiva umaisa shel nefesh habahamis einon mislabshin b'mayach. They haven't taken form in thought, v'hapeh, or in dibur, v'hayadayim, or in ma'isa, v'shari v'rayaguf, v'pneisha Hashem, shenosan shlita u'memshola l'moyach, al halev. Here's that phrase I said to you before, that the moyach has power over desires, that comes from the Rabbeinu Shloil, v'lochein, Nefesh olikish shabemayach, moisheles belir ktano evere aguf kulam. Therefore, so what's happening? That the nefesh olikish is dictating what machshava, dibur, and ma'aser, what form machshava, dibur, and ma'aser are going to take. So let you freeze machshava, dibur, and ma'aser for the nefesh habahamis, and therefore what. The result of that is that through the Yetzer Tov that's in the Chalal HaYemini, Shebeleiv, and the Mayach, the Neshama, Shebemayach, that has, I would say it's anesthetizing the Machshava, Dibur, and Maise that come from the Nefesh HaBahamis. So what does the Nefesh HaLakiz do? L'chein, Nefesh HaLakiz Shebemayach Moishelas B'ir K'tana. Ir K'tana is the person. That rules over the person. What is the person? Every aguf kulam, right? All of our limbs. Sheyiyu, what they should do, they're subjugated to be Levush U'merkava L'shloisha Levusheha for machshava diber ma'aser sheislabshu behem shem machshava diber ma'aser, it takes the form of tayag mitzvah satayra. Okay, avol muhusa v'yatzmusa shel nefesh alikis ein lo shlita u'memshala al muhusa v'yatzmusa shel nefesh abahamis v'beinini. Okay, when there's only certain times when the nefesh alikis has power over the Nefesh HaBahamis. And during these times, the Nefesh HaBahamis is, as I said, anesthetized. When is that? Ki im b'shah, sha'avas Hashem hu b'izgalus libay, when Avas Hashem is so blatant, is so clear, b'itim uzumanim, in specific times, k'moy b'shah satfila uki yitzibay. Now, talk about davening, okay? Amolig, Chabad Chassidim, used to spend a lot of time before davening, walking up and down with the Tanyas, and thinking about the godless of Ein Soif, of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If you're plugged into that line, there really isn't too much room for chet. If that's what we were totally, if that's what we were all the time, we would be on a very high madrigas. I'm sure each one of us may have had moments of when we're high on God. But in other words, if you're able to be mizbeinin in tefillah, what tefillah is connected to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and how great the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is, and the chesed that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does with you, and less machshava tfisa bei, how overwhelming and overpowering the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is. So in those moments, there's no room for chet. You can't get in there. You're saturated with a lakus. Yeah. Now, I mean, we're talking about Hoicha Madregis, you know, but in our own lives, there are times in Yontif, there are times maybe in tefillah. You know, think about the time, if you did it properly, the first time you put on tefillin. Think about think about the Yiratzen before putting on tefillin, right? After a year, after Bar Mitzvah, so you don't say the Yiratzen anymore. You know, you're not mizbeinin in it. But the big thing about Chabad was his baininess, thought, thinking, delving into this. And what that does is it anesthetizes, I think it's a good word. They didn't use it in the translation. But really, it anesthetizes this Nefesh HaBahamis. Yeah. The Balatanya said, he said, I'll say it in Yiddish and then I'll translate it into English. He said, Rabbeinu Shalalem, ich will nicht the Gan Eden Ha'elyon, ich will nicht the Gan Eden Ha'tachten, ich will not dir. I don't want Gan Eden in heaven, I don't want Gan Eden in this world, I only want you. But a person in this type of model fuses with the Rabbeinu Shalayla. Right? But again, look what he's saying. He says, but this only happens in moments of Torah and Tefillah and Mitzvahs. Once you finish davening, you go to the lunchroom for breakfast, whoops, Nefesh HaBahamis is there again. That's what he says. So it's Eidarak Shlito Memshala Levad. It's only, it's a temporary thing. It's overpowering the Nefesh HaBahamis Kiriksiv Ula'ayim Milayim Yamot Kishizeh Kom Zen Eifel, Kishizeh Kom Zen Eifel, right? Yankiv and Esav. It's a battle. Shenefesh HaLakis Misametzes, it strengthens itself from Miskaberes Al Nefesh HaBahamis B'mkair HaGvuris Hubina L'Hizbainim B'gadlos Hashem Ein Saif. And this is like one of the sides of Chabad, his baininess, right? Thinking, constantly contemplating how great the Rabbeinu Shalom is, seeing the chesed of the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world, seeing how great the Rabbeinu Shalom is in the world. And, you know, when you look at that compared to us, so we're ants. And it's very easy that the Nefesh HaBahamis becomes bottled, that bottle, anesthetized. And what happens once you have this baininess, you think about the greatness of Hashem Ein Tzayv Baruch Hu, and that is Moilid Ava Arzo LaHashem, it gives rise to this tremendous love to Rabbeinu Shalom, Kerishpei Eish, like fire, b'chalal ha'yemini shebelibay, and then at that point, remember I used this word before, v'oz iskafio sitra acha, and at that point, the yetzahara is subjugated, shebechalal ha'smoli, avaloy nispat l'gamri b'beinini, it's not eradicated totally. Ela b'tzadik, shenemar, Dovra Melech said, v'libi cholal b'kirbi, he totally destroyed the Yetzer Hara. V'hu moyes bara v'soynei b'tachlus hasina v'amiyus. He's disgusted. He's repulsed by the Ra. Oy shaloi b'tachlus hasina kanal. Maybe not totally, but the idea is once leave yichol b'kirbi. You know, we all have taivis. If you could be repulsed by your taiva, then you would be in the madrega of libichol b'kirbi, right? Now, there's certain, I mean, the various kinds of madregas in people, excuse me. I'm just gonna give you a very, I don't know if you could even be typist this example. Comes to eating habits. So there are people that have miserable eating habits. The way they eat, the way they sit at a table, you know. People who are of a finer sort character are repulsed by this kind of thing. You know, you can't sit at a table with that type of an individual. I once said pshat, the Gemara says that Yekira Yerushalayim didn't go to a Suda unless they knew who they're eating with. Why? because these other people make them lose their appetite. So imagine, yeah, I'm giving you this as a marshal, but imagine that whatever taivus we have, we'd be repulsed by them. You know? I mean, I have cousins who are like from a different world. They're like big tzaddikim. And the one kuf in my life where in the English department of Torah Vadas, they decided that I had to have economics. I had to have economics. Leave me alone. What do you mean? I already had the Hebrew regents ahead of me. No, the English president. You have to have economics. So I had to go to night school. I went to night school. I was sitting with Goyim. And my cousin, who's this big tzaddik, said to me, "How could you sit next to a guy?" Repulsed by it. You know? So imagine that whatever taiva we have, if Imam is repulsed by it. That's where tzaddik is at. Okay. Avul bebeinini, hu derech marshal. What? Where's the Yetzer Hara? The nefesh habahamis, like a marshal, ka adam sheyoshon. That's why I use the word anesthetized, like a person who's sleeping. Sheyochel lachzav aliyah mishnasa. He could get up whenever time comes, right? When the anesthesia wears off, we're back to square one. Kacha rabbe beinini hu ki yoshon bechalal asmali b'shas krishma utfila. Shalibay boyer, so when the person is at the madrega by krishma and tefillah, and he's turned on, libay boyer be avas Hashem, I mean he's holding by klais hanefesh to Rabbeinu Shloimeh. V'yachakach, but after that, yochel liyos chayz avinir, it could get awakened again. Ulechein, hoya rabbe machzik atzmei kabeinini. Rabbi said, he's a Beinoni. Remember, he had the kash in the beginning. Rabbi was never like posik puma megirsa. He says, "Avshalay posik puma megirsa." Even though he never stopped learning, v'tervis Hashem chefza yoyman v'layla v'chafitza v'chshika v'chuka v'nefesh ekeika l'Hashem, he was totally taken over by this tremendous burning desire, nothing else. The Ava Rabbi. Kivishas Krishma Utfila Vinidna Vienov Kibainini Yamispal Kolayim Kumamarazal Halavai Shispal Odam Kolayim Kulay. That a person who's in this kind of madrega imagines, if he's able to imagine himself a whole day, not to leave those moments of Krishma and Tfila, it would be, that's why we say Halavai Shispal Odam Kolayim Kulay. On a tiefer understanding of this means that a person should be at the madrega of be connected to Krishna and Tefillah 24 hours a day. Vihine, you have time? It's almost 25 after. Hold it?
Yeah,
okay.
I need to get to sleep.
Very good.
This is the early sleep, Chevron.
Okay.
Yeah.
See